Nilqakom ma' disa program fis-sensila ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Program ta' fiċċija. Program ta' skoperta. Program li fih insibu affarijiet li konna nafu bihom, konniex nafu bihom, jew konna naħsbu li nafu li huma mod, u fil-proċess forsi nintebħu li huma wkoll mod ieħor. Jena l-programm ieħor fis-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi flimkien miegħi, Tony Sant. Hawnhekk qed nippreżentaw affarijiet illi għandhom x'jaqsbu mal-enċiklopediji. Però minħabba li qegħdin fis-seklu 21 u issa kitħalna fit-tieni diċenju ta' dan is-seklu, l-enċiklopedija prinċipali hija l-Wikipedia. Il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online u mibnija fuq ħames prinċipji bażiċi. Dawn huma magħrufa bħala il-ħames kolonni li fuqhom hija mibnija il-Wikipedia. L-ewwel, il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija. It-tieni, il-Wikipedia tħaddan perspettiva neutrali. It-tielet, il-Wikipedia hija ħielsa u b'xejn. Ir-raba', l-edituri tal-Wikipedia għandhom jirrispettaw lil xulxin u jikkomunikaw dejjem b'mod dinjetuż. Il-ħames, il-Wikipedia m'għandhiex ħafna regoli fissi. Apparti hekk, tajjeb ukoll li ngħidu illi il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online miktuba b'madwar 300 lingwa, inkluż il-Malti. Il-verżjonijiet tal-Wikipedia b'lingwi varji mhux kollha huma żviluppati indas. Lingwi kbar għadhom ferm aktar tarif fihom minn dawk b'lingwi illi mhux mitkellma jew kellha mhux miktuba minn daqs ta' nies madwar id-dinja. Dan huwa il-każ tal-Malti s'intendi. It-tema tiegħi hija li permezz ta' din is-sensiela tal-programm ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi, il-Wikipedija bil-Malti tkompli tittejjeb. Din biċċa xogħol illi trid issir b'mod kollaborattiv. Int li qed tisma' lili nitkellem bħalissa, tista' tikkontribwixxi għat-titjib tal-Wikipedija sew bil-Malti kif ukoll b'lingwi oħra li taf jew jinteressawk. Tajjeb li ngħidilkom x'għandna preparat fil-programm tal-lum. Il-programm tal-lum huwa maqsum fit-tnejn. Fl-ewwel parti jiena se nkun qiegħed inlaqgħakom ma' xi ħadd illi qiegħed jgħinni fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tiegħi. Xi ħadd illi jew storikament jew inkella attwalment jew forsi anke il-qudiem għeni jew qed jgħinni jew se jkun qed jgħinni biex nimraħ f'din id-dinja enċiklopedika. Xi drabi dawn se jkunu nies li nafu, drabi oħra se jkunu nies li għadni għażilqajt magħhom. Tista' anke tkun int kif jgħidu. Imma ħafna drabi dawn se jkunu nies li b'xi mod jew ieħor huma attivi jew f'din il-tfittxija personali tiegħi jew inkella fid-dinja enċiklopedika b'xi mod jew ieħor b'mod partikolari kif din torbot mal-Wikipedia. Fit-tieni parti mbagħad namlu tfittxija partikolari illi b'xi mod jew ieħor torbot ma' dak illi niltaqgħu miegħu fl-ewwel parti. Il-mistednin kollha illi kellna sissa f'din is-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi kienu kollha b'xi mod jew ieħor affiljati mal-Wikimedia Community Malta, jew direttament bħala dirigenti ta' din l-aqda ibbażata f'Malta, jew kellha bħala membri attivi, jew kellha minħabba li għandhom xi konnessjoni oħra ma' xi ħadd li huwa involut direttament fil-Wikimedia Community Malta. Illum se nimirħu lilin minn Malta mhux għall-ewwel darba f'din is-sensiela, ma se nimirħu lilin minn Malta għal skopijiet oħra. Jiġifieri biex naraw lilin mill-Wikimedia Community Malta il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi fejn jistgħu waslu. Għalija huwa faċli ferm biex nagħmel taħdita mal-mistiedna li għażilt li kollna llum. U raġuni għal dan il-din il-persuna jiena li nafa għal dawn l-aħħar 7-8 snin fuq livell professjonali u anka fuq livell akademiku. Il-livell professjonali huwa pjuttost wieħed li għandu x'jaqsam ma' l-enċiklopediji u il-Wikipedia b'mod aktar miftuħ kif qed nitkellmu dwarha anka f'din is-sensiela. Qed ngħid dan kollu anka bħala preludju allura biex intom tifhmu wkoll lala il-mistiedna li għandna llum għalkemm mhijiex se titħaddet bil-Malti u anqas mija l-ewwel mistiedna illi kellna f'din is-sensiela illi ma titkellimx bil-Malti bħala l-lingwa ewlenija tagħha, allura jew l-lingwa primarja tagħha, allura ħassejt illi ikun xieraq illi nħalli lilha illi tgħidilkom aktar dwar dan l-isfond. Fil-verità, ikun xieraq imma illi ngħidilkom lillum se niltaqgħu ma' Dr. Rebecca O'Neill. Rebecca hija il-koordinatriċi ta' aqda simili għal-Wikimedia Community Malta illi hija bbażata fl-Irlanda u dik l-aqda nisimgħu anke aktar dwarha aktar tard waqt il-vjaġġ enċiklopediku illi se nagħmlu flimkien ma' Rebecca O'Neill illum.
In 2017, I was finishing up my PhD, which I had started in 2013. And my PhD looked at citizen curation, which was how you could frame curation in the 21st century by, you know, kind of examining it through the lens of things like Wikipedia and other citizen-driven projects kind of different scales. And as part of that research, I had used the absolute mouthful methodology, autoethnographic study, which meant that I placed myself within the center of the study and I acknowledged my interference with all elements of my study, that I didn't try to be objective. I knew that I was embedded in it. So I had started, you know, the work with Wikimedia Community Ireland and things like that was out of all of those connections, those academic and other connections that had come out of that. But previous to that, I had in 2011, I had registered an account on Wikipedia, and the very first edits that I made were to an article about a Norwegian naturalist, Asbjørnsen. I always butcher his name, Peter Christian Asbjørnsen. He's better known as a folklorist, actually, but he was a scientist as well. And his collection, at the time, I didn't know for what reason, had ended up in Dublin. He had sold it to the Natural History Museum, which is where I worked at the time. And I became a little bit obsessed with this gentleman who's this massively, if you look him up, he's a massively rotund 19th century figure, or sorry, 19th, I was correct the first time, 19th century figure. And there's statues to him in Oslo, and he was very famous in his time, and he was actually kind of a figure of fun because he was big into forestry and saving Norwegians' forestry at the time. So people were kind of saw him as very regressive and just kind of living in the past and things like that. And those were the first few edits that I made to Wikipedia. And then when I tried to create the very first article, it was again about a woman scientist who had worked in the Natural History Museum. So an awful lot of my very first edits came out of the people that I encountered in the collections. I was a documentation assistant, so I was literally going from one object to another, one drawer to another, one press to another, one cupboard. I know press is a very Irish word. Taking out an object, seeing if it had a number, looking up information relating to it. So I got to know all of these people based on their handwriting and the collections they were interested in and how they decided to organize them. And so that's where all of my interest around institutional memory and how you can kind of, I can see fragments of people within collections like that. That's where all of that came from. But I suppose all of that goes back even further. My father was always involved in the local history museum and society in the town that I grew up in, Carlo. And we were definitely, we always had an encyclopedia. That was an investment in the 1980s. My parents, in the same year, they bought a full set of the World Book, a full set of Childcraft, which was the children's encyclopedia, and a Globe. So I've since inherited the Globe, which was the world that I was born into, which of course features all sorts of countries that don't exist anymore. So the encyclopedia that we had, you know, had East and West Germany and Ceylon and places like this that bore no resemblance to the 20th century or the late 20th century world that we were in. But we were definitely the kind of family which would probably wind up an awful lot of people, you know, seem very worthy and stuff like that. Where if I asked a question and neither of my parents knew, or my older siblings an awful lot of the time, we'd say, well, I don't know that. Let's go look it up. So that was quite a normal thing in our family to do. To acknowledge, I don't know that off the top of my head. So let's go to the World Book and find it. And yes, later on that became the Encarta CD. And I remember having it and desperately, you know, loading it over and over again and wanting there to be new information on it, but there never was. You know, it never seemed to get any better. And always seems so limited. And it's interesting that as a young adult, as somebody towards the end of my high school, I don't actually remember encountering Wikipedia at all. I graduated from high school in 2003, and I don't remember ever looking up a Wikipedia article in those 2 years. So I didn't have any, you know, and even in my college career, I don't remember ever looking up Wikipedia articles. But again, it would have been very early on, and Irish topics just probably wouldn't have been covered all that well at that point. No, probably not at all. Yeah, or Irish artists or whatever, or typography, or you know, whatever nerdery I was involved in. But we're definitely the kind of family that knowledge acquisition, just being generally curious, you know, always wanting to know how something works, always wanting to go a little bit deeper, was definitely it's a.
Usalli smajna lil Rebecca O'Neill tajdilna dwar il-vjaġġ personali tagħha. Dwar l-interessi tagħha fit-tip ta' riċerka li għandha x'taqsam ma' dak li jidher fil-Wikipedia u il-mod kif hija waslet għaż-żmien ta' qabel ma' bdiet tinteressa ruha professjonalment u akademikament anka fit-tfassil tal-Wikipedia, b'mod partikolari il-Wikipedia fl-Irlanda ngħaddu biex nisimgħu wkoll allura dwar din l-għada li semmejna anka fil-bidu ta' din it-taħdita ma' Rebecca O'Neill illi hija il-Wikimedia Community Ireland.
Wikimedia Community Ireland is what is referred to in a bit of a mouthful as a recognized affiliate of the Wikimedia Foundation. So much like the community in Malta, we get the stamp of approval from the foundation in San Francisco to represent Wikimedia and all of its sister projects in Ireland. And we've been doing this since 2014 is when we started. It all came out of one of the first kind of officially recognised editathons that happened in Ireland with the support of Wikimedia UK, and that was to celebrate the millennium of the Battle of Clontarf, which had happened in 1014, which is kind of where for some Irish people, it all kind of went downhill after then when it came to English occupation and things like that. It's at the start of the 800 years or in and around there. And there was a group of us in a room in the Science Gallery in Dublin and working away with a facilitator that you and I know very well, John Cummings, who was flown over to facilitate the event. And we thought this was successful and perhaps we should continue. So there was about, I'd say, five of us as a core group. And by the end of 2014, we had run our first Wiki Loves Monuments. We had run a few other editing workshops, and we were on our way to becoming the recognised affiliate by the end of that year. And we had also attended Wikimania in London. Myself and Sabina attended that. So since then, we've kind of gone, I suppose, I would like to say from strength to strength. And we've become, I suppose, more well-developed over the years. We now have education programs. We've worked with GLAM partners, as we call them, galleries, libraries, archives, museums, done various forms of outreach, started working more in the Irish language. And critically, since 2017, I have been an employee of the group. So I am the project coordinator. So whenever there's a warm body needed in a room, or a virtual room, as it is these days, I am the corporeal being that turns up for these things, and I facilitate the work. And it's also allowed us to facilitate an awful lot more work that when you are relying just on volunteers, it's quite difficult to do. So to, you know, to have these long-term, well-developed partnerships lecturers and curators and archivists. It's very difficult to do that when you're just relying on volunteer time.
Għan huwa fejn nosservaw l-ewwel differenza sostanzjali bejn il-mod kif inija operata l-organizzazzjoni irlandiża Wikimedia Community Ireland u kif topera il-Wikimedia Community f'Malta. Il-differenza principali hija illi fil-każ tal-Wikimedia Community Ireland Rebecca O'Neill hija impiegata full-time biex taħdem propju fuq il-proġetti tal-Wikimedia Community Ireland. U allura ikun tajjeb illi nifhmu aħjar x'involvi dan ix-xogħol.
So I am nominally the project coordinator, and what that means is that if there's anybody within the island of Ireland, or even beyond these days with virtual facilitation and things like that, wants to engage with Wikimedia projects, be that in the classroom, within their work, or, you know, say within a cultural institution, or within an Irish language context, you know, they're a group of Irish language learners and they're interested in Wikipedia. The idea is that I can facilitate any kind of workshop or work that they want to do with Wikipedia or Wikimedia projects. An example of that would be we've had a few cultural institutions have engaged with Wikimedia Commons, which is where photographs go to live on Wikipedia. And we've had one upload from a glam from the Hunt Museum in Limerick. They had a body of images that they had taken of fashion designs of dresses and things like that, designed by a lady called Sybil Connolly. And they were now in the museum. They were having this big exhibition about them. And they had employed a photographer to take these really beautiful photographs. And they were all going to be under the public domain. So they wanted them on Wikimedia Commons. So I went down, we did 3 days of Wikimedia workshops where anybody who wanted to learn how to edit Wikipedia could come along and I would teach them. And equally, we did this mass upload. So we uploaded, I think, about 75 images of these collections to Commons. So, yes, the common misconception is that I spend, you know, 8 hours a day editing Wikipedia, you know, adding articles and things like that, whereas what I actually do is facilitate meaningful interactions from other people on Commons. So it gives them the skill sets, gives them the tools, sometimes develop the resources that will allow them to incorporate Wikipedia editing or uploading to Commons or whatever it is into their professional or other work.
U ekku l-istess kif għamilna fil-puntati preċedenti aktar minn darba. Rajna x'huma l-attivitajiet u l-proġetti illi jsiru f'Malta madwar il-Wikipedia u minn din l-organizzazzjoni tal-Wikimedia illi taħdem biex tippromuovi anke l-involviment ta' nies bħalek u bħali f'dawn il-proġetti biex jara illi nisimgħu wkoll dwar il-proġetti u l-attivitajiet illi jiġu organizzati fl-Irlanda.
Standing projects that we've been engaged in is Wiki Loves Monuments, which we've done every single year since 2014. And we found that photography outreach is very successful because in regards to the capacity that people need to have to upload an image versus sitting down and perhaps creating an article, people find, you know, that the entry level to uploading a photograph is much more accessible. And accessible across age groups as well. So we've had varying age groups of one in our Wiki Loves Monuments over the years. We've gone, you know, we have retirees and we have people who are actively photographers in their day jobs, but equally we've had teenagers win as well. You know, they've been taken on a family day out to an Irish monument, which is generally stones and fields in Ireland, generally wet, muddy fields, and they've taken some photographs and they've uploaded them and won. Or been acknowledged for their contribution. Our longest standing educational partner has been a lecturer in University College Dublin, Dr. Crystal Fulton, who is a lecturer in the School of Information Studies, which is where baby librarians go to learn their craft. And we, since 2014, actually, she was the very first person to take us up on the kind of outreach we were attempting to do. So ever since then, we've worked with her every year with her second year students on what has variously been called kind of information retrieval and is now moving towards kind of digital citizenship is how she frames it now, and good digital citizenship. So the group of students, they'll work in groups. There's generally about 70 to 90 in the student group overall. And they will work in these groups to focus on an Irish historical biography. So when we started in 2014, it was ramping up into what was being referred to and is now referred to as the decade of centenaries in Ireland. So starting into 2013, which was 1913, when you get kind of the Ulster Covenant and the lockout and things like that are happening. So quite historical events that lead up to the establishment of the Irish Republic eventually in the 1940s. But this was kind of seen as a seminal time. So it was all these centenaries and a lot of historical work was being done around it, kind of unearthing the usual terminology, you know, unearthing, rediscovering, generally kind of female narratives and minority narratives within these histories. So from that very first year, we were focused on getting those students to write about perhaps some of the so-called hidden figures of these periods of time. So we started off with those that were, I suppose, actively engaged with the events that ran up to 1916, which was the uprising in Dublin, the failed uprising in Dublin, as it was at the time. And since then we've kind of every year, we have a little bit of a theme. So we've gone from, I suppose, people who are engaged actively in 1916, and then we've looked at writers and people engaged with the Abbey and kind of theatres this year. We've looked at innovators and inventors. We've looked at medical topics. So each year, I present Crystal and her students with a list of biographies from which they can choose, and then they go off. These articles tend to be stubs or very short articles on Wikipedia, and they go off and they develop them. My favourite outcome, I think, from last year was we looked at sports people and Olympians, and there was one Olympian, and I hope I'm remembering the name correctly now, Eddie Kelleher, who had won a gold medal, I believe, in kind of a 1950s, 1960s Olympics for sailing. And the group of students actually got in contact with his family. He's since passed away. All these figures would be no longer with us, historical. So you're not dealing with biographies of living people. And they actually got in contact with the family and visited their home and took a photograph of the medal, which has now been uploaded to the article. So the kind of thing that myself, even in my best days, when I'm the most motivated that I ever am in writing a Wikipedia article, that's probably...
Il-perspettiva tal-Wikipedia f'Malta. U mhux biss il-Wikipedia, ġifieri il-Wikipedia bil-Malti. Immanka l-użu tal-Wikipedia bl-Ingliż u bl-lingwi oħra. I hawnhekk tajjeb illi għal-mument nifqu naraw differenza partikolari ħafna li hemm fil-mod kif qed jiżviluppaw l-affarijiet diġà. U żviluppaw l-affarijiet diġà fl-Irlanda paragunat ma kif sissa żviluppaw u qed ikomplu jiżviluppaw l-affarijiet f'Malta. Hawnhekk qed nitkellmu dwar l-użu tal-Wikipedia fil-qasam edukattiv. U dwar dan il-Wikimedia Community Ireland għandhom proġett partikolari ħafna illi Rebecca O'Neill sa tgħidilna aktar dwar issa. B'mod partikolari naħseb li huwa tajjeb u interessanti ferm li nifmu kif jibda ix-xogħol fuq l-użu tal-Wikipedia fil-qasam edukattiv.
First of all, you start with what I would think of as the low-hanging fruit. So the kind of lecturers who are going to be interested in talking to you anyway. So those who are perhaps engaged in open knowledge broadly or in open education in your country. So in Ireland, there has been an open education Twitter account, for example, for a very long time. And, you know, people who host on Twitter discussions. And we've kind of, you know, proverbially slid into the DMs or slid into the mentions there. But equally, when you have conference sessions, which are focusing on open resources and things like that, being in the room is incredibly useful because you tend to, you're going to meet the people who you're preaching to your choir. You know, you're meeting your fellow choir mates, basically. And what you'll notice is that those who are within their, you know, it could be any subject speciality, really, but those who are engaged in any sort of outreach, you know, that could be in the sciences, it could be in history, when you look at public histories, when you're talking about kind of audience participation or something more than that. Those are the lecturers who tend to be interested in looking at Wikipedia as an outlet. And what tends to be referred to in Ireland is looking at kind of capstone projects. So when you're looking at master's students or postgraduate students who are perhaps looking to have, you know, what they broadly refer to as impact outside of the academy, outside of scholarship, so drawing the public in to whatever narrative it is or whatever speciality that they're in, the impetus is there to make them go out and talk to the public. Really, being, you know, engaging with Wikipedia, you know, then you have all of the wonderful things like page views and all those lovely metrics that an awful lot of these, you know, funders and the upper echelons of the community, of the university community, love seeing, because you know, it's not just soft figures of, you know, how many people were in a room when you gave a lecture, or how many people came on a walking tour, or when you did a demonstration, or we opened your doors at Culture Night. Having figures like that, and then having an impact that then lasts way past a particular event. So, okay, great, you held a one-day symposium and you had 20 people there. But if you were to take the effort that it took, the 8 hours or whatever it was, into putting on that event, if you instead edited a Wikipedia article for that amount of time and improved it, how many people are over time incrementally going to read that page and feel that impact over a long period of time? Or equally, it could just be an image, uploading a really high quality image of you engaging in your lab work, or the historical figure that you're really interested in, you're able to get the archival image of them, or the archaeological site that your students are working on that isn't one of the better ones that it's known locally, and you're trying to improve its profile and things like that. So there are definitely, within every single discipline, there are professionals that are really, academic professionals that are really interested in leveraging Wikipedia in the best way possible, and in the less, I suppose, cynical way possible, to improve the profile of their discipline generally.
Wanek sal smajna anka dwar l-użu tal-Wikipedia fil-qasam edukattiv, tajjeb li anka inħarsu lejn aspett ieħor illi huwa t-interess anka lina f'Malta. Għalina f'Malta b'mod partikolari nitkellmu wkoll dwar il-lingwa u l-użu tal-lingwa fil-Wikipedia u l-Wikipedia bil-Malti b'mod partikolari. Hawnhekk l-istess ħaġa ssir anka fl-Irlanda bl-Irlandiż u l-użu ta' l-Irlandiż fil-Wikipedia bl-Irlandiż. U hawnhekk l-interessanti huwa l-mod kif dawn iż-żewġ lingwi uffiċjali li hemm anka fl-Unjoni Ewropea jaħdmu flimkien ma' lingwa uffiċjali oħra fil-pajjiż innifsu, u dik il-lingwa hija l-Ingliż. U din hija allura similarità illi hemm sew bejn iż-żewġ lingwi li huma l-Malti u l-Irlandiż.
We do indeed. I suppose the profile of Irish, I would say, is the context behind it is slightly different, in that, yes, people do learn Irish from ages 4 to 18, and to complete your state examinations, to get your Leaving Cert and things like that, you do have to pass Irish at some level. But the amount of people who would, I suppose, live their day-to-day lives through Irish would be quite small. It's about 1% of the Irish population. So there's very few areas in Ireland where you would go into a shop and the first language that somebody would engage with you in is Irish. And equally kind of with state services and things like that, you would have to select, you have to self-select all the time to engage with these things in Irish. And that's in the background of, even though everything that the Irish government produces is bilingual and has to be by law, so street signs, if you come to Ireland, you will see a saturation of Irish language, but it's not necessarily representative of day-to-day living. That all said, I definitely do feel that going forward, being a drop in the ocean of English language Wikipedia is perhaps becoming less and less of a priority within Ireland, and that actually more actively engaging with Wikipedia, which is the Irish language Wikipedia, is probably going to be a far greater value for our community going forward, because it is, nobody else is going to do it for us, so we really need to be the ones bringing it forward. We do have certain, I suppose, barriers when it comes to that. The group that we started off with, none of us would be deemed to be competent Irish speakers or writers. So we have a skills gap there, which we've been trying to address over a few years. So trying to actively engage people who are interested in not only Irish, but maybe language technologies. So those who are engaged in PhD research within the Irish language and things like that, to invite them in and to perhaps think about using Wikipedia, but equally Wikidata and other projects within perhaps their research and their outputs, but equally to become engaged as editors and users and members of our group as it is.
One thing came differenza u koll oħra bejn dak li huwa fl-Irlandiż u dak li huwa fil-Malti fejn tidħol il-Wikipedia u fejn tidħol anka id-dinja online u d-dinja digitali. Għax kontrarju għall-Lilsin Malti, il-lingwa Irlandiża mhijiex f'periklu illi tintilef, mhijiex f'periklu ta' estinzjoni fil-qasam digitali. Dan mhuwiex il-każ għall-Malti. U waħda mir-raġunijiet prinċipali, indubjament, hija l-fatt illi bil-liġi fl-Irlanda, kull website, per eżempju, illi għandu l-gvern hija l-ewwel bl-Irlandiż u mbagħad bl-Ingliż. U allura kull ħaġa illi sib online illi hija uffiċjali hija bl-Irlandiż.
And that would be true of all government websites. So the revenue, you know, the tax, health services, everything like that has to be you have to provide everything bilingually. So, you know, it's one of the reasons that people kind of rail against the cost of Irish in this country, because they think, you know, we're constantly paying for all this bilingualism and who is actually accessing it in this language. And it's one of the reasons that, you know, Irish is quite a contested language in Northern Ireland. And we are very much kind of moving towards a space where we're thinking about that, you know, the Irish language isn't just of concern to Wikimedia Community Ireland, it's of a concern to Wikimedia UK as well. And that really it's perhaps something that we should be having more joined up thinking about, that it's not just our problem, as it were, that it's a shared concern.
U f'dan il-punt tajjeb li nisimgħu wkoll dwar l-editjar u l-kitba tal-Wikipedia bl-Irlandiż. Ir-raġuni dwar dan illi nara jien anka ċertu similaritajiet bejn dak li jsir fl-Irlandiż ma dak illi qiegħed isir bil-mod il-mod anke fil-Wikipedia bil-Malti, illi nsejħula l-Wikipedia. U ħa nisimgħu allura lil Rebecca O'Neill titkellem dwar il-mod kif l-użu tal-lingwa Irlandiża fil-Wikipedia huwa differenti minn kif jitħaddem anke l-Ingliż fil-Wikipedia.
Well, it's hugely freeing, I think, in comparison to editing English language Wikipedia, because when you're on a smaller language Wikipedia, you have far more space in which to occupy. You know, most things, you know, there's over 6 million articles on English language Wikipedia. Most entry-level things, all that low-hanging fruit is gone, you know, as just kind of a generalist, you know, if you don't have a specific interest yourself, if you're not a mathematician or a, you know, a historian or big into English philosophy or something like that, finding your niche takes quite a bit longer now on English language Wikipedia than it would, you know, even 10 years ago, because there was just a lot more to write. Whereas on Irish language, there's about, we're in around 54,000 articles. So I, as I would refer to myself as a somewhat inveterate monoglot, I was able to create the stub on badminton because it didn't exist yet. So I was able to take the article on tennis, and my Irish level was just about enough that I was able to tweak the sentence to refer to badminton and a shuttlecock rather than tennis and a tennis ball. And I was able to do that. And that's a meaningful edit from the point of view of creating one more article. And somebody that we both know, Nicholas Virginal, was following me along on that Twitch channel. And he was able to go in and create the category for badminton, even though he doesn't have Irish. He has Breton and French and English. But he was able to create, he was able to navigate the wiki world enough to be able to create that category. So there was two people from, you know, completely outside. And we know that, you know, well-intending outside people who are not well-versed in the language can, you know, wrought an awful lot of damage if they're kind of let too free. But you don't have to be a very fluent or a very competent writer of a language to be able to make, you know, those little incremental edits that are quite powerful. And I would say that it's one of the things that I suppose people who learn Irish in Ireland through the traditional education system, once you get to secondary school level, it's much like doing your English subject. You know, it's literary examination, it's doing poetry. You know, it's not like your French or your German lessons where you're learning how to go into a shop and ask for directions and all this kind of stuff, where it feels very pragmatic. Irish at that level it's literary Irish at that point. You know, it's examination of language. It feels very divorced from the everyday. Whereas editing Wikipedia, you can bring back that pragmatism. You can get very kind of down to earth. And it's about the ability to meaningfully live through the language, to have access to that kind of information through the language because you choose. So, and I think one of the, there's two major outcomes and two major drivers for an awful lot of the people that I know who are engaged in the Irish language space and particularly language technology, in that historically Irish has not had a large corpus of written material that is out of copyright. So an awful lot of the Irish language is still sitting in copyright. So when you look at language technologies, when you look at machine learning, there isn't a huge corpus to feed it that's under an open license, whereas Wikipedia can, if we were to grow it enough, could be. And that can have another knock-on effect that I know in the Welsh language Wikipedia, once they hit, I think, 100,000 articles, they noticed that suddenly Siri and Google Home and things like that were able to interpret Welsh a lot better. So once you get to a particular size as well, the ability for these technologies to be able to learn kind of the natural language learning skills go up as well. So, you know, these are kind of broader. It's not just about, yes, I can read about my local area in my language of choice. It's about these kind of broader impacts that perhaps are way beyond any individual editor, but, you know, you're kind of collectively working towards it. I think it's quite powerful.
U għadan il-punt nixtieq norbu ċaħġa illi smajna aktar minn darba f'puntati preċedenti tal-vjaġġi enċiklopedici, per eżempju ma' Mark Vella jew ma' Davide Denti, fejn tħaddithna wkoll dwar id-differenza bejn traduzzjoni u l-kitba ta' artikli għal-Wikipedia. Naturalment, fl-Irlandiż hemm l-istess sitwazzjoni illi hemm fil-Malti. U Rebecca O'Neill telabora b'mod interessanti dwar dan.
I think it depends where you come from as an individual editor. So I know an awful lot of, I suppose, those who would see themselves as what we refer to in Ireland as Gaelgori, so people who are competent, you know, fluent speakers and would perhaps, you know, strive to live as much of their lives through Irish as possible. They would tend to write articles, and I would say that they would write them from scratch. They wouldn't translate, say, from English. They would go so far as to try and find as many sources in Irish as possible to create the article rather than even relying on English language sources. And they would also tend to be linguistically interested, so they might be multilingual themselves, or at least be language learners in other languages. An awful lot of them, you know, just through anecdotal interaction with them, would be interested in, say, Scots Gaelic and Manx Irish and other kind of very closely related languages, but equally also Welsh and Scots, and maybe even, you know, a Scandinavian language or something like that. So they would even, as kind of like a, I wouldn't say two fingers, but, you know, as kind of like a bucking the English Wikipedia, they would go to other minority language Wikipedias to translate from them rather than always deferring to the English language version. But when I know some of my colleagues who work with groups of students, so we've had a module for a few years now in Dublin City University, DCU, where one of my colleagues who was a PhD student in the ADAPT Centre there, she did a module, and it was a selected module, so there were students from all over, but they were doing Irish as part of their larger BA, so it could be journalism with Irish or something like that, or literature with Irish. And she got them to create articles on Wikipedia, and some of them, they tended a little bit more to go from English into Irish, not necessarily slavishly translating the English language, but relying maybe slightly more on English language sources. And that's because they tended to write about, you know, it was one of the things that Megan found most difficult with the students. She was like, you don't have to write about Irish on Irish Wikipedia. And that's been the biggest kind of hump, like, you know, an awful lot of the, and probably the same in all minority languages, where you kind of feel you have to write about the language all the time. And, you know, whereas she was like, no, you know, write about what you're interested in, just write about it in Irish. So we got articles on Inglot, which is a makeup brand, on Coachella, the music festival, but in Irish. So the likelihood then of that being of far more interest to a 17-year-old trying to, you know, increase their Irish language skills by perhaps reading about something that they're interested in through Irish, it's more likely that they're going to read that than about some, you know, 18th century, 19th century poet who, you know, turns up on their syllabus and they can't escape, you know.
Rebecca O'Neill għaltilna ħafna affarijiet ta' sew interessanti f'dan l-aħħar nofsija illi ilna nisimgħu dan id-diskors hawnhekk dwar jiġri fl-Irlanda f'dak li għandu x'jaqsam mal-Wikipedia u ħidma oħra tal-Wikimedia. L-aktar ħaġa li laqtitni huwa kemm hemm affarijiet li huma simili għal dak illi smajna anka fil-puntati preċedenti tal-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Affarijiet illi għalulna diversi mistidna illi għandna u fil-verità anka fil-differenzi illi hemm bejn dak li jiġri f'Malta u dak li jiġri fl-Irlanda insibu anka is-similaritajiet. Is-similaritajiet għax wara kollox hemm xebħ assolut fis-sens illi fl-aħħar mill-aħħar li qegħdin nagħmlu huwa nikdbu u ntejbu enċiklopedija online bil-lingwa partikolari tagħna. Fil-kastana bil-Malti, fil-kasta l-Irlanda bl-Irlandiż, imma wkoll ir-relazzjoni li għandna bħala pajjiżi fejn l-Ingliż huwa wkoll lingwa uffiċjali. Jina ngħid dritt l-aktar ħaġa impressjonanti illi sebt ma' Rebecca O'Neill u wkoll il-fatt illi għalkemm hija mħabta tant bl-organizzazzjoni tal-Wikimedia fl-Irlanda hija wkoll xorta waħda issib ħin biex tikteb fil-Wikipedia hija stess għalkemm dan mhuwiex ix-xogħol tagħha. Jiġri għalkemm hija impjegata ma' din l-organizzazzjoni mhuwiex parti mix-xogħol tagħha illi tikteb il-Wikipedia bl-Irlandiż.
So this year myself and my husband bought a fixer-upper house last year, and you know, we're having to save so that we can make it slightly more livable. And I thought, well, I need a distraction for next year. This is before, obviously, the pandemic, and I, you know, I didn't realize what the world was going to be like. But I was like, it's something, a low-cost hobby for me to have. So, like all people who have edited Wikipedia over time, I have a very long to-do list of red links, which are articles that don't exist on English language Wikipedia. And it had reached over, it was tipping 400. And I was like, well, that's a year. So I'll set myself the target of writing an article every day for a year. So I'm about 50 or so articles towards the end now of my 300. Of course, I picked it a leap year, so 366 as opposed to 365. But I've done this before, and there's a group, we have a Facebook group, and I think we're on Twitter as well, 100 Wiki Days, and it was a Bulgarian editor that came up with this idea based on the idea of 100 Days of Happiness. And she, again, she was doing her PhD, and she noticed that her editing had dropped off. And she was like, I really want to get back into editing Bulgarian Wikipedia, as it would be for her. And she came up with this idea of this writing challenge. So she's quite strict when you do the 100 wiki days. You know, you can't make it up. If you miss a day, that's it. You've broken the challenge. You have to start again. Whereas with my 366, I've been a little bit softer on myself. If a day just doesn't allow for an article to be written, I do allow myself to catch up. I'm not going to restart at this point.
Imeba mit-tadita illi għadu kem kelli ma Rebecca O'Neill illi bdiet il-karriera tagħha fir-rwol tal-kurazija fil-Mużew tal-Istorja Naturali illi hemm f'Dublin fl-Irlanda għalkemm illum hija taħdem mal-Wikimedia Community in Ireland, ħassejt illi ikun xieraq illi nimraħ illum fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tiegħi f'din il-parti tal-programm fir-rwol tal-kuratur. Biex nifhem aħjar ir-rwol tal-kuratur kif huwa ippreżentat fil-Wikipedia, jiena għażilt illi nittraduċi l-artiklu illi hemm bl-Ingliż fil-Wikipedia, ġifieri curator, għal dak imsejjaħ kuratur fil-Wikipedia, jiġifieri il-Wikipedia bil-Malti. Ikolli ngħid illi l-artiklu huwa interessanti fis-sens illi tellim xi affarijiet illi ma konċ naf fih, anke jekk ir-rwol ta' kuratur huwa xi ħaġa li huwa rib ferm għall-ħidma professjonali tiegħi li lin naturalment mix-xandir u anke forsi xi ftit li lin ukoll mill-rwol u rwoli aktar stretti li għandi fil-qasam akademiku. Interessanti illi l-artiklu jeżisti diġà b'aktar minn 30 lingwa. U fost dawn il-lingwi, naturalment, hemm il-lingwi prinċipali kollha illi tistenna parti l-Ingliż, l-Ispanjol, il-Franċiż u x'naf jien, jeżistu wkoll diversi lingwi oħra minn inħawi oħra ta' madwar id-dinja sew il-Valt Nofsani u l-Asja il-Valt Imbiet, kif ukoll anke lingwi oħra illi forsi huma aktar Ewropej imma mill-Ewropa tal-Valt. Issa dan l-artiklu jeżisti wkoll fil-Wikipedia, il-Wikipedia bil-Malti, illi ġie tradott tajjeb jew ħażin minni. Jiena m'inhiex traduttur fil-verità, u allura nħeġġeġ lilek illi qed tismani ngħid dan il-kliem issa biex jekk jidherlek illi dak illi għamilt jien fil-Wikipedia fl-artiklu enċiklopediku dwar ir-rwol tal-kuratur, inti stess tista' tejjeb dan l-artiklu. U allora li sanamel, sanaqra l-kom fuq-fuq, mux sanaqra l-artiklu kollu. Għax l-artiklu huwa fer mitwa mill-li għanna ħin allokata dispozizjoni tagħna fil-sensila ta' programmi ta' viaggi enċiklopedici. Imma sanaqra il-punti salienti kif jgħidulhom mhux hekk. Il-kuratur kelma hija ġejja mill-Latin, mill-kura, illi tfisser tieħu ħsieb. Kuratur huwa manager jew sorveljant. Tradizzjonalment, kuratur jew kustodju ta' istituzzjonijiet ta' wirt kulturali, eżempju galleriji, mużew, librerija jew arkivju, huwa speċjalista tal-kontenut inkarigat mill-kollezzjonijiet tal-istituzzjoni u involut fl-interpretazzjoni ta' dan il-materjal, inkluż artifatti storiċi. Il-kuratur tradizzjonalment juħsib oġġetti tangibli ta' xittib. Xogħol artistiku, oġġetti kollezzjonabli, oġġetti storiċi jew kollezzjonijiet xjentifiċi. Iktar reċentament bdew jitfaċċaw tipi ġodda ta' kuraturi. Kuraturi ta' oġġetti u kuraturi ta' data digitali. Kif ukoll biokuraturi. U tina kienet l-introduzzjoni li insibu hawnhekk meta wieħed ifittex f'din l-enċiklopedija online għal dak li huwa kuratur. Kellu wkoll ir-ritratt li hemm ma' dan l-artiklu li huwa ritratt li mur lura madwar 100 sena u juri lil Emil Theodor li kien kuratur fil-Mużew tal-Palazz tal-Bell-Arti fil mill-1912 sal-1937 hawnhekk u f'dan ir-ritratt jidher waqt rikostruzzjoni tal-gallerija iddedikata għall-pitturi Spanjoli u Taljani sentejn wara it-tmim ta' l-ewwel gwerra dinjija. Allura appuntu eżatt 100 sena ilu. L-artiklu dwar il-kuratur fl-enċiklopedija online, il-Wikipedia, jinsibu li għandu anke erba taqsimiet. U dawn l-erba taqsimiet għandhom dawn is-sottotitli. Għandna l-ewwel wieħed li huwa l-iskop tal-kurazzjoni, imbagħad insibu taqsima dwar l-edukazzjoni u t-taħriġ tal-kuraturi. Taqsim oħra tassew interessanti dwar il-kurazzjoni mill-komunità u fl-aħħar hemm ukoll lista ta' referenzi u ħolo esterni. Jiena se naqralkom parti minn kull waħda minn dawn it-tliet taqsimiet minn l-erba' ġifieri l-iskop tal-kurazzjoni, l-edukazzjoni u t-taħriġ u l-kurazzjoni mill-komunità anke biex tieħdu idea tagħhom aktar minn kollox. Skop ta' kurazzjoni. F'organizzazzjonijiet iżgħar, kuratur jista' jkollu wkoll responsabilità għall-akwisti u anke għall-kura tal-kollezzjonijiet. Il-kuratur jieħu deċiżjonijiet dwar liema oġġetti għandu jagħżel, jissorvelja u d-dokumentazzjoni tagħhom. Iwetta riċerka bbażata fuq il-kollezzjoni u l-istorja tagħha. Jipprovdi pakjar xira tal-arti meta din tiġi trasportata u jaqsam ir-riċerka mal-pubbliku u l-komunità permezz ta' wirjiet u pubblikazzjonijiet. F'mużewijiet żgħar ħafna bbażati fuq il-volontarjat bħal dawk ta' soċjetajiet storiċi lokali, kuratur jista' jkun l-uniku persuna imħalsa. U hawnhekk naħseb illi tibdew anke tintebħu ir-rabta li hemm ma' dan ir-rwol u anke l-ħidma li ssir minn dawk li huma impjegati jekk mhux volontira ma' organizzazzjoni bħal mija il-Wikimedia jew il-Wikimedia Community Malta fil-każ ta' Malta, kif kellna anke ċans nitkellmu sew issa għal diversi sigħat ikolli ngħid f'din is-sensiela ta' viaggi enciclopedici. Fl-istituzzjonijiet akbar, il-funzjoni primarja tal-kuratur hija dik ta' speċjalista tas-suġġett. L-aspettativa illi u jew hi segwet u riċerka oriġinali dwar oġġetti u jiggwidaw l-organizzazzjoni fil-ġbir tagħha. Istituzzjonijiet bħal dawn jista' jkollhom diversi kuraturi, kull wieħed assenjat lil-żona ta' ġbir speċifika. Eżempju kuratur ta' arti antika, kuratur ta' stampi u tpinġijiet, ecc. U spiss joperaw taħt id-direzzjoni allura mbagħad ta' kuratur ewlieni. F'tali organizzazzjonijiet il-kura fiżika tal-kollezzjoni tista' tkun sorveljata mill-managers tal-kollezzjonijiet tal-mużew jew mill-konservaturi tal-mużew. Bid-dokumentazzjoni u l-amministrazzjoni bħal assugurazzjoni u self immaniġjati minn reġistratur jew amministratur. L-artiklu ikompli hawnhekk abbilljat l-eżempju ta' kif huma l-affarijiet fl-Istati Uniti f'postijiet oħra u anke kif fis-seklu 20 avvanzi f'teknoloġija waslu għat-twessieħ fir-rwol ta' kuratur. Dan it-twessieħ sar suġġett ta' studju u riċerka akademika. Jitkellem ukoll dwar x'inhu biokuratur u hemm ukoll aspetti oħra interessanti ta' il-perspettiva fil-qasam tal-arti kontemporanja fejn it-titlu kuratur jidentifika persuna li tażel u spiss tinterpreta xogħlijiet tal-arti u allura hemm ukoll min il-ħaġa ta' l-artist anke bħala kuratur. Wara li l-artiklu jelenka jkompli kif isiru l-affarijiet fl-Awstralja u f'New Zealand, f'Franza u anke f'postijiet oħra, ngħaddu għal taqsima dwar l-edukazzjoni u t-taħriġ. Hawnhekk insibu li l-kuraturi normalment ikollhom grad akademiku għoli fis-suġġett tagħhom. Tipikament dottorati ġifieri PhD jew grad ta' masters f'suġġett bħal l-istorja, l-arti, l-istorja tal-arti, l-arkeologija, l-antropologija jew il-klassiċi. Il-kuraturi huma wkoll mistennija li kontribwixxu fil-qasam akademiku tagħhom, per eżempju billi jagħtu taħt idiet pubbliċi, jippubblikaw artikli jew jippreżentaw f'konferenzi akademiċi speċjalizzati. U importanti li l-kuraturi kollu marfin attwali tas-suq tal-arti wkoll fil-qasam li fih huma esperti u jkunu jafu l-prattiċi etiċi kurrenti u liġijiet li jistgħu jkollhom impatt fuq l-organizzazzjoni tagħhom fil-proċess li kabru il-kollezzjonijiet tagħhom. Din it-taqsima fl-artiklu enċiklopediku dwar il-kuratur tkompli billitati diversi eżempji ta' fejn hemm taħriġ għall-kuraturi fir-Renju Unit u anke f'pajjiżi oħra madwar id-dinja. L-aħħar taqsima illi se nħarsu leha, u hija fil-fatt l-aħħar taqsima anke qabel ir-referenzi u l-ħoloq esterni f'dan l-artiklu enċiklopediku dwar il-kuratur hija il-kurazzjoni mill-komunità hija prattika interessanti u emerġenti hija prattika relattivament ġdida għalkemm fil-verità dina kif se naraw issa hawnhekk jew miktub hija anke reazzjoni għal kif kienu l-affarijiet f'dan l-aħħar 150 sena li ngħidu hekk. Kurazzjoni mill-komunità, magħrufa wkoll bħala ko-kurazzjoni jew kurazzjoni pubblika, huwa moviment primarjament fil-mużewijiet tal-Istati Uniti u organizzazzjonijiet pubbliċi tal-istudji umanistiċi. L-għan hawnhekk huwa illi jinvolvu membri tal-komunità f'diversi proċessi kuratorjali, inkluż l-iżvilupp ta' wirjiet u programmazzjoni kulturali. Il-membri tal-komunità involuti fil-kurazzjoni mill-komunità x'aktarx mhumiex imħarġa bħala professjonisti tal-mużew, iżda għandhom interess personali f'proġetti kuratorjali partikolari. Il-kurazzjoni mill-komunità hija reazzjoni għal mudell ta' tagħlim ta' trasmissjoni tal-informazzjoni, jekk imsejħa u proposta mis-seklu 19, fejn il-mużewijiet kienu meqjusa bħala sors ta' l-arfin tal-esperti u r-ruol tal-viżitaturi u abis li jirċivu din il-kapacità tal-esperti. Il-kurazzjoni mill-komunità ma tfittix li twarrab l-esperti, iżda li twessa definizzjonijiet ta' arfin esperti biex tinkludi dawk li jissejħu ħosma usa ta' esperjenza illi il-viżitaturi iġibu fil-mużewijiet. Jena ngħid għalija dan l-artiklu hemm anke fejn jiġi imkabbar u hemm ferm aktar f'wieħed jista' jgħid dwar ir-rwol tal-kuratur. Imma naħseb illi anke bħala bidu jew inkella bħala introduzzjoni ġenerika għar-rwol ta' kuratur u artiklu xira jena m'għaddejjax naqrah bl-Ingliż u anqas m'għaddejjat niddedika ammont ta' ħin biex nittraduċih għal-Malti. U t-tema tiegħi hija illi inti, iva int li qed tismani li bħalissa nitkellem, fittex dan l-artiklu fil-Wikipedia b'mod partikolari jekk inti kuratur jew tinteressak il-kurazija u tara kif jista' jittejjeb dan l-artiklu. Dan l-artiklu jista' jittejjeb mhux biss fil-verżjoni bil-Malti fil-Wikipedia hija l-Wikipedia bil-Malti, imma wkoll fil-Wikipedia bl-Ingliż, fil-Wikipedia bil-Ġermaniż, bl-Ispanjol, bil-Italjan, Franċiż, b'tant lingwi oħra, inkluż pereżempju ir-Russu, l-Olandiż, in-Norveġiż, it-Tork, jew inkella Nerz. Ma jista' jonqos ukoll li sibuh Ċiniż, Ġappuniż, bil-Korean u anke it-Tajlandiż. U b'dik il-ħarsa lejn ir-rwol tal-kuratur mill-Wikipedia bil-Malti, għana ġejna fit-tmim ta' disa programm f'sensila ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi fl-imkien miegħi, Tony Sant. Jiena nirringrazzja lill-mistiedna li kelli llum illi kienet Dr. Rebecca O'Neill li hija mill-Wikimedia Community Ireland, organizzazzjoni simili għal Wikimedia Community Malta. Jekk tridu ssiru tafu aktar dwar il-Wikimedia Community Malta, tistu żuru is-sit tagħhom fuq www.wikimalta.org jew issibuhom ukoll fuq il-Facebook fost mezzi oħra ta' komunikazzjoni online. Jiena nagħmel appuntament magħkom għal vjaġġ enċiklopediku ieħor darb'oħra, fl-istess post u fl-istess ħin. Sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu dakinhar, nawguralkom is-saħħa. Vjaġġi enċiklopedici huwa produzzjoni ta' l-M3P Foundation għal Campus FM. Dan il-programm jixxandar fuq dan l-istazzjon nhar tat-tlieta fl-erba' u nofs ta' wara nofsinhar, b'ripetizzjoni l-ħamis fit-tlieta ta' wara nofsinhar.